This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Theme, but I think it's always helpful to start with a good, clear definition of what this thing called mindfulness is. So we can think of mindfulness as the awareness that arises when we pay attention to the present moment in a particular way, with openness, curiosity, and a willingness to be with our experience as it is. And we know through the research that mindfulness can help us focus, can help us regulate our emotions, and it also helps us reduce our stress, create a quality of ease in our lives. And of course, all of this is really beneficial to us. And I want to focus on that ability for mindfulness to cultivate or create or help us notice the ease that might be present in our experience. This is kind of an evergreen topic when it comes to mindfulness. Maybe some of you, like me, first came to mindfulness practice because you were looking for some relief. But this topic became relevant to me recently when I read a work friend column in the New York Times. And in this column, a woman wrote in, and she said that she had left a job recently that was very stressful for her. She described that she was constantly putting out fires, in demand all the time, overworked really. And so she had left that job and found a job working remotely in which she could complete all her work and still have time left over to do the laundry, walk the dog, and this unnerved her, so much so that she asked her boss for additional work. Can anyone relate to this? You know, we're so used to being busy and productive that it can be hard to relax. I certainly can. Many years ago, I worked as a journalist, kind of a deadline-oriented career, and I was often judged on my productivity, how many stories I could write. And sometimes, even after years of practicing mindfulness and meditation, I find this kind of driver energy still entering into my daily life. In fact, the other day I was in the garden weeding. And at some point, I recognized I was weeding with the urgency of an air traffic controller. You know, I was sort of reaching for one weed, and as soon as I found that one, I was reaching for another one, and I was kind of gleeful about how much I was piling in my basket. And when I recognized kind of this urgency in my body, a little revving up, some contraction, some darting in the mind, I stopped. That's really the power of mindfulness, to stop and notice what's actually happening in this moment. And in response to that, I took a breath in, and on that exhalation, just let my body kind of soften. You know, if we were to take a pat of butter on a dish out of the refrigerator and put it in the warmth of the kitchen, it would soften. So it felt kind of like that. I looked up into the sky, which was a beautiful chalky blue, no clouds, very peaceful. You know, out in the garden, the beautiful California poppies just vibrating off the purple of the lantana. There was nothing forced about their growth. And even though I live on a busy street, it was really peaceful. There was just so much ease there for the taking, you know. If only I could notice it. And in fact, let's just do a little experiment, a little brief practice. I'll invite you to close your eyes if that's comfortable. It's only take a few moments. But if you like, you can keep your eyes open. And I'll invite you just to direct your attention to your earlobes, or the place you perceive your earlobes to be. And just notice what you sense here. Maybe not much of anything, not a lot of sensation or agitation. The peaceful absence of sensation pointing to a presence of ease. You can open your eyes now. So even in the midst of doing and being productive, even in the midst of kind of running on automatic pilot, we might be surprised that there's ease also in that moment. And one of the powers of mindfulness is to help us develop this skill of concentration, which is, you know, an ability to focus on what we want to focus on, but also to direct our attention. So we'll be exploring that in our practice today. We'll be exploring it in the body, in our breath, and in the sound or the acoustical environment we're in now. And by the way, as we do this practice, you might be busy-minded, you might be agitated, and that's okay. We're not trying to force anything or fix anything. We're just opening to the possibility that there might be some ease in our experience and learning how to receive that. If you don't find any ease, you might just relax your attitude a bit. Lean into that willingness to be with things as they are, to allow things as they are to be there. And by the way, when we allow, doesn't mean we like it. It just means we're not in contention with our experience. So we'll be sitting together for about 23 minutes or so. I'll guide the first portion of the practice for you, and then I'll leave space for you to practice in silence, choosing the body, the breath, or sound. You'll have some choice as to what feels just right for you. Also, if you find you're getting a little too drowsy, you can open your eyes, bring some alertness into the body. You could straighten your spine again. So with that, let's begin. I'll invite you just to find a posture that supports your alert yet relaxed attention. And you can do this practice with your eyes closed or open. If you hold them open, just holding them in a soft gaze at a point in front of you. And as we begin to settle, you might just scan your body and notice any areas of obvious tension. And just seeing if you can soften, maybe noticing the jaw and just parting the teeth slightly or letting the jaw go slack. Letting go of any fixed expression on the face. And sensing into the shoulders and the arms, and noticing how the arms are just draped along the sides of your body, free of carrying any burden. You might explore also how you could relax the abdomen. This is a place where we often brace and contract. So just see if you can let those muscles spill over the waistband. No need to suck in the gut or look good. We're all in good company here. The hands can be relaxed in the lap, no need to reach or grab, text or type. And also feeling the weight of the body. Maybe connecting with the sensations in the lower back or the legs as they rest on the chair. And seeing if you can let the body sink into the support beneath you. Letting go just a little bit more. Maybe imagining that the body is a warm bag of sand just resting on the surface beneath it. The feet stable and steadying you in place. As you did before scanning the body for tension, you might scan the body now for obvious areas of ease. Maybe the earlobes, or the armpits, the gentle heft of the hands in the lap. Or maybe the whole body at rest. We're not placing any demands on it in these moments in which you're practicing, just resting in the body. Turning your attention now to the breath and opening to the possibility of relaxing into it. Giving yourself some breathing space. As you rest your attention on the breath, there's no need to narrow or focus narrowly or grip around the breath. Your attention can be open, receptive. Just noticing the wave of the breath as it moves through the body, rising and falling, ebbing and flowing. You might pay particular attention to that gentle uplift on the inhalation, how refreshing it can be to take in a new breath. And then on the exhalation, really feeling that visceral sense of letting go as the body releases what's no longer needed. As you rest attention on the breath, other things are happening in our experience, other sensations in the body, sounds, thoughts, all of which are welcome. We don't have to be in contention with any of those things, but we're preferencing. We're focusing more on the breath in this moment. And now turning your attention to mindful listening, listening to the sound of my voice, listening to the silence in between the words I'm speaking. And noticing how listening just happens. There's no need to effort to hear. You might also notice how each sound recedes into kind of an ocean of silence, a restful, easeful silence. And just being open, receptive. And so now choosing what you would like to focus on for the remainder of our practice together. Might be the body or breath or sound. Whatever you found most easeful, most easy to focus on. And we'll be practicing in silence for about 10 minutes or so. In a few moments, I'll bring our practice to a close. But before I do, just check in with yourself and notice how you feel after practicing some mindfulness. As you move into the rest of your day, you might check in with your body and notice where you're holding tension and just see if you can soften a little bit. You might just notice the just happening quality of the breath or the way you listen. Maybe you take a full breath in at some point in the day. Or just allow things to be as they are. These are all ways that we can open to the ease that might be naturally part of our experience. Whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes if they were closed. You might look around the room, reorient yourself, feel free also to move your body a bit. Thank you so much for practicing with me. I really enjoyed being here with you. And you can keep practicing. You can go on the UCLA Mindful website. There are lots of upcoming programs, free weekly guidances that you can avail yourself of. Also, the UCLA Mindful app is free to download. I'll be in the lobby if anyone wants to connect with me or they have a question, comment. Thank you again.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hammer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.